This is Dakota Datebook for August 13th. On this date, in 1995, the Bismarck Tribune reported about the decay of the Fortuna Air Force Station. From 1951 to 1979, the station was an active radar station in the Air Defense Command that protected the United States from attack. The station was 6 miles from Canada and 8 miles from Montana. The nearest town was Fortuna. A 70-ton radar dish sat on top of a 5-story tower. The facility monitored the sky for an attack from Russia. The station sat on 124 acres of land and had 118 buildings. The 150 employees were a boom for Fortuna's economy and school enrollment, pushing the town population to 216 in 1970. Unfortunately for the town, the station closed in 1979. As of 2010, there were only 22 residents left. The once mighty Cold War defense station was left to the elements. The Bismarck Tribune reported that vandals tore through every building, rendering them worthless. In 1990, a $1 million cleanup removed underground fuel tanks and asbestos. In 1995, the General Services Administration was ready to unload the property to anyone who would take it. Federal, state, and local governments had shown no interest. Deer and coyotes roamed the property. All that was left were the memories of the soldiers once stationed there. According to retired Technical Sergeant Don Ersted, the duty was pretty good as far as being a remote site like that. I worked with a lot of good people. Ronald Dahl echoed this sentiment. It was a good place to work. Everybody knew everybody. The station was eventually purchased, but nothing was done with the property. Divide County ended up acquiring the property in a tax foreclosure. There was an attempt to add the site to the National Register of Historic Places in 2012, but that effort failed. The buildings were scrapped of anything valuable and torn down between 2013 and 2015. All that remains is the 5-story radar tower. It no longer has the once impressive radar dish, replaced now by antennas for cell phone reception. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.